sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked it up and I...
carried it.
Any other words you'd use besides carry?
Toted.
Huh?
Tote is the old-fashioned word.
Uh-huh. And, this is something that's got a hard shell, and it can draw its legs and head into its shell.
Turtle or gopher.
Okay. What about, what other things are there besides the gopher's pretty big, isn't it?
Well, yes, he's larger than the regular little land turtle. Mm-hmm. Now, this turtle's it's in the water.
What
it's
are larger. They called?
Soft shell turtle.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of cougar?
Mm-hmm.
What's a cougar?
Well, he is a little, he's about like the turtle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he will bite you. And they stay in the water most mm-hmm. of the time. The cougars, they'll get on a log
mm-hmm.
and say, see those cougars on that log?
Uh-huh. And, what do you call the inside parts of the hog that you eat?
Chitlins.
Okay. What other parts?
Liver.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever heard of something called a haslet?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, it's a piece of meat that it looks like meat, and it is a certain kind of meat. And it grows along beside the fat part mm-hmm. of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to take them out. I've seen people at hog killings
mm-hmm.
take them out and lay them on coals and roast them and eat them.
And you call that?
Haslet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
Yolk.
And on a man, this part of the body is the upper part of the body on a man is called his
chest.
Okay. And what different types of boats did people used to have maybe to go fishing in?
Little canoes or bateaus.
Mm-hmm. What did the bateau look like?
Well, it's a little larger than a canoe, I would say. And usually they made them by hand.
Was it pointed at one end or both mm-hmm. ends or what?
One end.
What about the canoe?
Well, it pointed at both ends, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see anything that was squared off at both ends?
You mean a boat, like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe I have, but it was called a boat, too.
Okay. And, you know, a pillow on a bed, what do you call the covering for the pillow?
Pillowcase. Pillow sham. They used to have shams years ago. Well, that would cover up the pillowcase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you connected them on. They were very frilly things and looked beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And you had your top sheet or your spread to match that, and it went all the way across the bed, and it hid your pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Called them pillar shams.
Huh. And say if a woman was wearing beads around her neck, you'd say she had a pretty
what? Necklace.
Or you call that a what of beads? A
pearl necklace?
Well, I'm talking about beads, so you'd call it a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. And say if two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say that he really
beat him up.
Okay. Any other expressions?